Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP for the 26th of November, the Deeper Daily Podcast. Is my podcast, Paul White Ministries, 365 days a year, we come to you trying to take you a little deeper into the Word of God, and we also post a couple of videos during the week, videos, audio and video, actually, most of the time. One on Wednesday morning, that's our midweek Bible study from Flowery Branch, Georgia, where we are journeying through the book of John. Those are listed on our site and our Facebook page and our YouTube channel as Studies in John. And we also air something for you from around the world each and every Sunday on our website. And the one that we aired yesterday was from McDougal, Arkansas. So go check that out as we were doing a journey through Missouri our last time. Some people have wondered what happened to the Poplar Bluff sermon. If you're keeping track of my schedule, if you watch my schedule and then you watch my Sunday videos, you can kind of keep track and tell what I'm probably going to air next because I usually do them in order. Very rare that I jump out of order. So I just go in order. I got backlog stuff from where I'm on the road. I skipped Poplar Bluff. The reason for that is because we didn't get a good audio recording. The microphone we were using for audio, something happened with the recording device and it shut off. And then we tried to salvage the camera audio, but the camera was too far from the platform and the echo was so severe that I was honestly thinking no one's going to listen to this. They're going to try, and my real diehard loyal people are going to try and listen to it, and they're going to get tired, and you're probably going to get a headache just trying to make out what I'm saying. And so I don't want to make things harder on you, but I will tell you this. I took what I preached in the Poplar Bluff sermon, and I worked on it because I laid out some new concepts that night that I hadn't really, not new, but a little bit new to me, some fresh stuff. And I worked on them a little more after that, and I kind of knew right after we walked off the platform, I realized we didn't get a good audio recording. I kind of knew the video recording wasn't going to be good enough. And so I took that same thought, and I worked it over, and I believe improved on that sermon immensely with some other material and preached it recently in Tallahassee, Florida, and we got perfect audio on that one. So you'll get the real body of what we preached in Poplar Bluff. You'll get a fullness of that in our Tallahassee, Florida sermon, which is going to air in just a few weeks. Okay, enough of that, because I'm in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 9, and I'm really capping off this moment here, although we have a few more verses until Peter really changes his approach. Verse 9, "For he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins." Let's make sure we understand what Peter's talking about. He who lacks what things? The things are the ladder of faith stuff from verses 5, 6, and 7. Using your faith to add goodness and knowledge and self-control and endurance and godliness and brotherly affection and love. If you don't have these things, he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, or he's blind and short-sighted. He can only see what's right in front of him. He can't, his perspective is off. He's blind, but what's he blind to? He's forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. So Peter says, if this stuff is not manifesting in your life, well, part of it could be that you're not diligently walking in the faith. But why would a believer not diligently walk in the faith? It's because he's blind and short-sighted. He doesn't have long-term perspective. He's not looking back on his own redemption as being a finished work. He's forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. And as long as he doesn't accept forgiveness of sins, he'll never move forward in the faith. I can't emphasize enough how important that it is that we walk free from guilt, shame, and condemnation. We have got to be liberated from our old sins. It is necessary for you and me, if we're going to show forth goodness and self-control and brotherly affection and love and all of these others, if we're going to have the ladder of faith in effect in our lives, we can't do it by carrying the old ideology with us. Get out of this "I'm a sinner saved by grace" garbage and start to accept that your eyes have been opened to a new reality, that you are not who you used to be. You are no longer dirty from your old sins. You've been cleansed from your old sins. Why does he call them short-sighted? Well, I think it's because if you're short-sighted, you can only see what's immediately there. You don't have any long-term vision. I don't want to over-spiritualize that, but it is a metaphor. I mean, he doesn't mean you literally can't see stuff in front that's not very far out in front of you. But he's talking in spiritual terms, and what he says is, if you're short-sighted in that you forgot what's been done for you, you've lost the ability to remember the things that you don't see. And so all you really catch is what's right in front of you. And here's the way I like to teach this. If you go out here and mess up, your human conscience is going to provide you with enough guilt and shame and throw up a few good works for you to do in order to please God. And you're going to have the knowledge that you are God's righteousness, or you'll fall prey to that device, that deception. And you'll offer up a bunch of crap before God thinking that it'll make you better. That's short-sighted. That is a man who has forgotten that he's been cleansed. And that man can only see his last event. He can only see his next event. He doesn't remember what's been done on his behalf, and he doesn't see that as effective for his future. By the way, if you've been cleansed of your old sins, by default, you've been cleansed of your future ones. Because the reality is Jesus isn't dying twice. He didn't die the day you said, "Lord, I accept the forgiveness of sins." He didn't die at that moment. He'd already died. The power of his forgiveness became relevant to you the moment you believed. But his forgiveness did not happen the moment you believed. His forgiveness happened the moment his blood dropped. We just receive it and then start to walk in it. As you start to realize that you are forgiven and walk in that forgiveness, all of the things you need begin to surface in your life to make a difference in your life. Now, Peter drops a therefore on us at the top of 10. And then therefore always requires that you find out what it's there for. So all the info we've been giving you the last few days will help shape the 10th verse. We'll get busy on that tomorrow. I'll see you then. God bless.